Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to, I almost said, hey, everybody. I'm very confused as to what I'm doing right now. Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with my best friend, Mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
And I'm also here with our special guest today, Nicola. Yes. I can never say his name. Gosh darn
it's
it.
It's so fine. It's good. Hello.
We're friends. Don't worry. I just don't know. I can't ever say
his
name.
Well, have him say his name for you.
No, right. He says it really fast.
Okay, let's hear it.
Nicola Foti.
Nicola Foti?
Mm-hmm. Nicola.
Nicola. Yeah. So the Foti is the last part.
Yeah.
Nicola.
Yeah.
Nicola. Like cola. Nice drink.
Yeah.
Nicola.
Did you know exactly. LaCroix has a flavor called Nicola? Yeah.
I didn't know where you were going. I thought you were going to say LaCroix has a child named Croix. And I just didn't know where you were going with it.
I'm
going
to name, actually, I'm pregnant as well. And I'm going to be naming my child LaCroix.
You didn't film my reaction.
I'm so sorry. Video coming soon.
Okay, so a little bit of Nicola. I'm just going to stare at him every time I say it. AKA soundly awake. He has a dog named Warden. Mm-hmm. I love the dog. He has almost 400,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Woo!
He has amazing hair. And whenever I do subtitles for Blaze, I stole that idea from him. So he always does it for his dogs. And when he house sits for Colleen's cats, he puts subtitles on it. I saw it. And I was like, that is genius.
It's so fun because you already assume that you understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
So to type it out to have everyone else understand.
Yes. I know exactly what Blaze is thinking right now. He's looking at my grandma being like, why aren't you petting me too? Grandpa's petting me. Why aren't you? Why is it? He's looking at everyone asking why isn't he being pet by them?
He has the subtle paw touch too on your knee.
He does.
He's like, grandma, check it out. Grandma. So that gem I stole from you. So thank you for that.
Perfectly acceptable.
Hey, I gave you the credit. That's allowed, right?
Yes.
Announcement of the week, everybody. I hope the mic picked up your drum roll. God is a woman.
Yeah.
There you go.
I thought you were going to say it's a boy.
No. God is a woman. Changing it. Did you guys watch the music video?
Oh my God, it's so good.
What was your favorite part?
The groundhogs.
I don't get it.
I didn't understand the groundhogs.
I don't either. I mean, it was funny.
I live for a random moment. I think that's why it really got me.
Mine was pretty random.
Unexpected.
Mine was when she fingered a hurricane.
Oh my God, yeah.
Because she fingered it.
She really did. Just casually sitting on the globe, said, oh, this is a category 5. Hello.
Yeah. I didn't know what I rewatched that part 3 times to be like, yep, that's what she's doing. Okay. Mom, what was your favorite part?
I must have missed that part. Is my face red?
Okay.
Yes. I thought her body paint was beautiful.
Her body paint was beautiful. Yeah. I will give her that. It was quite nice. What's your favorite song so far that she's released?
It's that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine is still No Tears Left to Cry. I think it's just more my bop. It's more my jam.
I mean, I do love that one too. And the video is iconic with all the upside down and, you know, gravity doesn't exist concept.
Yeah. God, she's really getting spiritual.
She really
with
is.
This album. But God, it's amazing. It's an amazing song. But I think I just prefer the beat. to No Tears Left to Cry.
I feel that.
I feel it. Because that's what I said. So it's Happy Gummy Worm Day.
Oh.
But did you know that gummy worm and gummy bear is spelled with an I, not a Y?
That feels wrong.
It feels
me.
So wrong.
In America?
In everywhere.
Wow.
Because you just assume America does everything wrong.
Right.
Yep.
No, yeah, it's because it's a brand.
Oh.
It's not like what those are called.
Wow.
And there was a brand that tried to come out with it spelled Y, and they failed. No one liked it.
Because of the Y.
Yeah. And everyone's like, this is stupid. What are you, Y? Spelling things correctly? We're American. Color is spelled C-O-L-O-R.
It kind of reminds me of like when Rihanna says her name, she says Rihanna.
And we all say it wrong.
And I'm like, oh, but she's saying her own name wrong. Like, it's definitely Rihanna.
We're the worst.
Yeah.
See, when I say your name and I say it wrong, it's actually you who says it wrong.
Yeah,
you and
exactly.
Your mother.
Mm-hmm.
So the meme of the week, how do you describe a meme? I'm going to describe what I see. It's the little girl with her hand on her hip and she's in the corner of the room and it looks like she's about to say, Mama said that meme. I fell in love with the meme before I realized it was Cardi B. And then I fell in love with it even more.
It's so good.
Because everyone knows that little kid that's mm-hmm. like, mommy says you have to play with me. My mommy says. And you're like, I don't know your mom. Go away.
Yeah. Or like, my mom said you have to keep the door open.
Yes. Or just like, tattling on your siblings. It's that yep. kid. It's my favorite meme.
It's so good.
And it doesn't get old. And there's so many things you could say with it. Because usually meme like, okay, you've seen the joke. It's done. Okay. JoJo Siwa is FaceTiming me. Hold on. There I go. We'll get back to her.
JoJo. Hi, JoJo. Bye, JoJo.
Bye, JoJo. She'll understand. Okay, so anyway, and she released another picture where she basically looks like that same kid. And yeah. It's just that was her look as a child. She gave birth. Her daughter's name is Culture with a K?
I forgot that she gave birth.
Well, it just happened. So yeah. That's really short-term memory loss there.
I guess like I shouldn't beat myself that much over forgetting
no.
something
she
that
She also
just
hasn't posted about it. That's probably what your thing was.
Okay.
My dad is trying so hard to keep Blaze contained. Yeah, she hasn't posted a picture yet, but I know her kid's name sounds like a Harry Potter curse.
Oh my god, it does.
Yeah, it's like Culture. I don't even know. Culture.
Wow.
I can't figure it out. And it wouldn't help if I read it because it's all spelled differently than I would spell
yes.
those words.
Not phonetically.
No. So, oh my god. I really do need to film my podcast because just what my dad does with this dog. So there's a new thing out. Insects are the new superfood that could help solve the world's food crisis.
Oh my gosh.
So apparently if you smash up a cricket, mm-hmm. it doesn't really taste like anything. So people want to smash up crickets because it's full of protein. Oh,
right.
I don't know how to feel about it.
I have several thoughts. One being that crickets are my least favorite creature on the planet.
For
so,
real?
Like, if there was a cricket in this room, I would 100% freak out.
More than a tarantula.
More than a tarantula.
Really?
And I'll explain why. What I think the reason is. Okay, because a cricket can be across the room, and then all of a sudden it decides it wants to jump 10 feet across onto your lap.
But so a flea can jump the length of a football field.
Excuse me?
You're welcome for that terrifying fact.
Wow. But like fleas are harder to see.
That's true. Crickets are quite large.
If fleas were bigger, that would be absolutely terrifying.
Okay.
But crickets, they're on the top. I don't know. I have a fear. That's all. And I don't want to eat them.
No. See, the thing is, if I didn't know. See, what they're doing now, though, is they're making chips like cricket chips.
Mm-hmm.
Don't advertise it. Give me a chip, put a cricket in it. I don't need to be the wiser. If I don't know it's there and it doesn't taste like anything, I really don't care. As a vegan, I probably shouldn't say that, but sometimes I don't look at the ingredients.
Are bugs, I almost said are bugs vegan. I mean, I guess.
Yes.
Well, they don't do honey, right? A vegan doesn't do honey?
Not I do, but most vegans don't do honey.
Yeah,
and
no, that's
an
a
insect.
Debate, I think.
That
yeah.
is because it's harming an insect.
Mm.
So I don't think that vegans would eat insects.
Okay.
True.
But part of why I am vegan is for environmental reasons, mm-hmm. because of all this. There's a thing. Read about it.
The things and the things.
But apparently the crickets, if we farmed crickets instead of livestock for protein, it would make less, it would take less water, take less food, and take up less room, and then also give off less gases that are bad for the environment. So
that's
we're supposed to
farm
crickets
now. I mean, I feel like I'm down for the idea. It might take some getting used to.
Yeah, just don't tell you about it.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sure if your boyfriend whipped up a good meal and didn't tell you there were crickets in it.
I've eaten mealworms.
Ew. Wait, did we do that together?
No.
We hold? Oh, you made me hold yes. one. You nasty.
I forgot about that. I sure yes. did.
So that's great.
Yeah.
The insects, we've been programmed since birth to think they're gross.
Yeah.
Unless you're for Bailey. My niece likes insects. She just picks them up and doesn't care.
I guess there are some, though. Like ladybugs have always been cute
and roly-polies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, those ones I don't care about. Caterpillars, yeah. yeah. We'd named all of them cat.
And, like, you don't know about lightning bugs or fireflies because
well,
you grew up
them.
Here.
I know of right? them. Yeah.
But they don't exist here.
Right.
And that hurts me. No. I love that I said that hurts me simultaneously with your birth.
That birth came from nowhere, and I do apologize.
Just the depths.
It's because I had a LaCroix. Wait, is there really a LaCroix named after you?
I mean, yeah. I have yet to try it, but apparently it's cola flavored and it's gross.
Oh, Jessica loves the cola flavored one.
Oh my God, that gives me hope.
I don't like it. It's at Whole Foods.
Okay, that's
Check
where I need
Whole
to go
Foods.
Then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, another thing is reports are saying that snails are emerging as the number one ingredient for the summer. So I'm really glad summer's almost over.
Like escargot or like an ingredient in beauty products?
No, like escargot and other, they're now making more dishes that have snails in them.
Got it.
Because
okay.
apparently people really want to eat snails this summer.
I mean, okay.
I don't want to eat them.
It makes, do you like clams? Because I don't.
I've tried them a few times and I went, this is salty. Mm-hmm. I don't hate it, but it's not something I'm going to order.
Like, the texture is the weird part for me. And, like, I've tried snails before, and they have the same texture as a clam.
Just gooey?
Just, not even gooey, just, like, chewy.
Is it thick? Do they?
Thick? Yeah, with two C's. Yeah.
Because you'd think it'd be easy to, like, bite into and slimy a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you cook them? I don't know how it works.
So,
I'm
like,
not a chef.
Yes. I've had it. Okay, so like I was on a cruise like a million years ago and it was just one of the dishes they had and one of my friends ordered it. And I was like, can I try one of your snails? Tried it. It was like the kind of chewy that bites back. Like it's not.
Oh, God. Well, it's not spongy. Was it dead?
She was dead.
She was dead. Okay. I don't know. It bit you.
Yes, dead and seasoned in a sauce. She was soused.
Okay. Oh, I don't want to try a snail.
No.
I feel like that's one of the lowest of the things. Like, insects at least, like, jump around and get places. Slugs and snails are just, they're just dragging themselves.
Ooh.
They're the laziest.
Yeah.
They're gross. And they're sticky, so everything sticks to them. I don't want that.
Oh, yeah. They're just, like, living boogers.
They are living boogers! I love it. What's the difference between a snail and a slug? Just
snail
the house?
Has his house.
Oh, yeah.
Just the house? One's homeless? One's not?
What? Correct.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, accurate.
And we're eating the one with the home. Okay, relatable tweet of the week. I found some. One I found says, I want to hurry so we don't have to rush. And I felt it.
Wow. Yeah, I definitely.
Like, I want to hurry and do this so we don't have to rush later. Like, I get it. And it's me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do things slow so that later I don't have to stress about it.
Exactly.
It's a thing
or
to me.
Or kind of like the hurry up and wait thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then another one I saw that was very relatable is, I don't need alcohol to send texts that I regret. It's true.
Yeah.
When I drank, I would regret things. And then now that I don't drink, I still regret things. So I clearly, it's okay.
Yeah. I feel like I'm just past regret. Like if I accidentally Instagram story my butt, it's there. It's fine.
It is there and I enjoy it.
Yeah. There's mirrors in my house. Like what can you do?
The worst.
What
can you
do?
Yeah. Every once in a while you're like, oh, that was in the background of something. Okay. There's an ice cream that costs $1,500.
Uh-huh.
In the U.S. I love your reactions. In the U.S., I think it's in New York at a restaurant. The ice cream itself costs about $300, but then it's served in a $1,200 thing.
Oh, okay.
You don't get to keep the thing?
I don't think you get to keep it.
I hope you get to keep the thing.
I don't wow. get to keep it. And wow, does an ice cream, and they put the, like, you know, the edible gold on top. Does that Pointless. Really taste good?
No.
Have you tried it?
No. I mean, well, listen, I've tried.
Just scientifically, you can imagine.
Have you tried Goldschlager?
What? And how?
It's like a cinnamon liqueur. And then there's little gold flakes in it.
Oh, I've seen it, like, and I went, that's a white girl drink.
Yeah. Oh, okay. My God. I'm such a white girl when it comes to you that. You are. It's so good. You 100%.
Okay. Yeah, I just think it's, just spend your money on something else.
Yeah. Maybe, like
rent?
20 more meals.
20 more meals, rent, donate it, do anything. Anything right. else but buy ice cream that costs $1,500.
Buy out a Chipotle and treat your friends and family.
There you go. That's how you do it. Mm-hmm. On a different note, Photoshop is now coming to iPad, like the full Photoshop. I don't use iPads.
Same.
I don't, because I'm like, what's the point? I have a phone, I have a laptop, I don't need the middleman.
Right.
But I think Photoshop on an iPad would be easier if you had the pencil mechanism thingy.
That was my 100% first thought.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I was like, because me and my mouse don't get along sometimes. We fight. Mm-hmm. And I was, even though I'm not artistic, I think it would be easier to control. So I might have to invest in it.
Yeah, I feel like that sounds like you can do so many more precise things
yes.
that way.
Yes. Yeah. Dad, as an artist, you're the only one that can, I don't know, can you draw?
Ish.
Mm. Yeah. I don't trust you. Yeah. Dad, does that sound easier to use a pen on an iPad than use a mouse on a computer for like Photoshop stuff?
Well, most of the animators use the tablets with it.
So yes. Mm. Yeah. Oh, I might have to invest in this. Sense. It does. Matt has an iPad. I might steal it.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't tell him.
He'll never know. In Instagram news, InstaStory now has Ask Me stickers. I saw you using them. Mm-hmm. Mom, I'm pretty sure you have no clue what they are.
I've answered them.
You answered them?
Heck yes.
Okay, ooh, so yes. It's a sticker that you can post and you say, ask me anything or whatever. And then people can reply and no one will see the replies unless you, the poster, post them. God, this is confusing. And then, but also my thing is no one can see who asked the question except the original, the person who's in charge.
Yes.
Listen. So if I say ask me something and my mom asks me something and I respond to it, no one sees that my mom asked me except me and her.
Right.
Okay. God, that took me a second to get there.
I'm with you.
I feel like most people hate it. I don't know either. I enjoy it because it's another way for me to talk to people. Mm-hmm. But I wish that they made it so there was an option where you could show the person who asked it. Because a lot of times I was, my friend Wintling, who doesn't have like a, she's not a YouTuber, so it's just her friends and family asking her stuff. I wanted to see who was asking these questions and stuff because they were personal and I wanted to see her response to that person. Was she talking to her sister? Was she talking to her mom? Is she visiting me? Who's she visiting? Yep. She's going to visit someone. Someone's visiting. Who was it? I want to see. So that's my thing with it.
Yeah. I mean, I saw someone answering a question that was like, would you date me? And they said yes. And I was like, I want to know who they're going to date.
Right? There should be an option to be like, yes, post the username or don't post the username. Or like both people could decide just yes.
I feel like
post this.
I feel like that's going to be the next update.
Yes. But I've seen a lot of people hate it. I saw you get a negative comment it.
And I immediately got petty.
Yes. Oh, I know. And I loved it. Well, because it's like when people get so mad about stupid things like this, like you could just swipe to the next story. You don't have to be so angry. They took the time to respond to you and be rude. You can be petty. But when they're super long answers, I kind of get bored of it. I do swipe. But like if it's like a short little thing and it's funny, keep doing it.
Like, you know, if the story is like, it just looks like a solid line.
Yes.
Like that's they're that many sections that it's that long.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, this is daunting.
Yeah.
It's like when you want to start a Netflix show that already has 3 seasons.
I love those though. Because then it's, I know that that's the next week of my life.
True. You know exactly what you're doing.
I don't like starting shows that are like episode one, there's only this 2 episodes out yet. I don't want to do that because I don't like waiting. I'm really impatient. I want it now. I'm American.
Yeah.
You're my daughter.
What did you ask on a sticker? Whose sticker?
I don't remember. Probably students from the old school I worked at, maybe.
Did you say ask me something or you responded
to
theirs?
No, I responded. But I had to figure out how to get in that bubble and respond.
It took me a really long time to see people's responses.
I didn't even know that there were more. Like when you click it and it's see all of them. I'm like, oh, I thought there were like eight.
No, I went through them for today's podcast and I was very overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. Very much mm-hmm. so. Oh, goodness. Oh, another thing. Facebook. How is Facebook still in the news? Because of the worst, but I still love them so much. Facebook has a movie piracy problem.
Of course they do.
And they can't or won't do anything about it. So basically, people can have private pages, like fan pages, and they can post entire movies on them and Facebook won't take them down unless the person who owns the rights to the movies contacts Facebook. But they're like, we're not going to take them down. And people are like, why won't they? Like, we can't. Yes, you can, because it's your platform. Yeah. But they're not, because ads run on the side of those movies.
Ooh.
And Facebook gets money for those ads.
That's so shady.
Did you not? Yikes. This was a huge scandal a few years ago with YouTubers. People were just posting YouTubers' videos to Facebook.
Yeah.
And Facebook would take like 2 weeks to take them down. And by then, all the views have already been gotten.
Yep.
And Facebook got all the money from the ads on the side.
Yeah. That happened to Chris, right?
Yeah. It happened to him. It happened to Flula.
It happened to me. Yeah.
It happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, but good news. YouTube now is letting creators know when their videos are being stolen. So,
okay.
So I'll show you so you know.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But people can rip our videos and then upload them to their own channel and get views for them. And people are literally doing the same titles, same tags, everything.
I've seen that. Yeah.
And now YouTube is letting you know, hey, this video matches 100%, this video matches 60%.
That's a good thing.
It's really good. And they say you have to watch it, because if it's someone doing commentary, it's allowed. Like, it's like a news thing, you know?
Yeah.
So if people are doing, but if it's straight up ripped, and I've noticed people will do the first half of the video and switch it with the last half of the video so that it doesn't match up perfectly, but it's still all yours.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's a great update.
I mean, yeah, if YouTube can have that like sophisticated content ID system, why can't Facebook?
Facebook can. They don't want to because they're making money off of it.
Yikes.
But also, guys, did you know that you can watch full mini videos on Facebook now? Full movies. So apparently you just type in free movies on Facebook and you can find them.
Amazing.
Perfect. So there it is. That was the moral of the story. You can do that.
Oh my gosh.
And then, you may have noticed a drop in Twitter followers.
Yes.
And it's because Twitter is no longer counting restricted or blocked accounts to people's follow number. So if the account has been blocked for any period of time, it automatically erases it from your following thing, which is annoying. It's not my fault. I got that follow.
Exactly.
I worked for that follow. It's not my fault that they suck and got their account suspended. It's their business. And then my last news for today is there's one blockbuster remaining.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, there's one.
Where is it?
I thought there were zero.
No, there's one left. He won't close it. The owner just won't close it.
Wow.
It's an Oregon.
Oh my
gosh. Road trip to Oregon.
That's amazing. I can't wait. We're leaving right now, actually.
We are.
We're
bye.
Putting this podcast on pause. We're going to Oregon in the last blockbuster.
Oh my goodness. I wish someone had done that with Toys R Us. I saw that you were very upset about Toys R Us.
I was.
Your friend Megan was not.
She was not
at all. But I feel like there should always be that one person that just keeps those chains open.
Yeah.
Just one. Blockbuster. That guy's a hero. Mm-hmm. No one will ever go to a store.
Or maybe it'll become like the Disneyland of Blockbuster and like, you know, people will travel from all over the globe to visit it.
And to rent movies that they can't actually play at their house because no one has DVD players anymore.
Oh, I thought you were talking about VHS.
No. Blockbuster isn't era. They at least went from VHS to DVD. I was watching one of Mamrie Hart's videos and she got a CD from the 99 cent store and then realized she had no way of playing the CD. She had to wait for her boyfriend to get home to use his old truck.
Yeah.
So that was pretty funny to me.
Oh yeah, because laptops like the new MacBooks don't have CD things.
They don't even have holes in them.
I hate it.
I hate it so much. I have an older MacBook Pro and I love it because it has an SD slot and I don't want to get the new one because there's no SD slot in it
because they want you to buy like a whole thing.
Adapter thing.
I hate it.
Oh my god, it's the worst. And for someone who travels some, not as much as I used to, but to have to pack all that and then when you want to do something real quick, like, oh, I have 20 minutes before I have to board my plane, let's just pull out my laptop, I don't want to have to also pull out all of these other little adapter things and they'll get lost. And Colleen's had to buy like 60 of everything because that girl loses everything every second. I'm surprised her head's still on her. So, I'm just frustrated with that. So, Mom, do you have any news for today?
Well, I do.
Okay.
I had it pulled up, but now it's going to take
me a
second.
I was talking for a very long
time.
I got very flustered about everything.
It was a very passionate
I get passionate. Topic. People think I get angry. I don't. I get passionate.
Right.
You know who Drake is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
the musical human.
Yeah. He actually beat one of the records that the Beatles held.
Oh.
Right? They have a longstanding record of simultaneously claiming 7 of the top 10 slots on the Billboard's Hot 100 chart. So the Beatles had that title for how many years? It's 1964, math.
So he has 7 like on the top 100? Almost 60
years. Yeah.
How? I feel like people have... I feel like that's beatable. That's
But like simultaneously? That's simultaneously.
Well, I don't know. Hasn't Beyonce dropped albums?
True. Maybe it's like they weren't charted as high or something.
But I feel like a top 100.
Yeah. That's still a lot. Like to have an album and most of the songs on that album be charting.
Well, Ariana's album's almost out.
Well, they were in the top 10.
Oh!
The top 10. 7. They had 7 of the top 10.
Can I give a confession? I don't know any of his songs right now.
I only know the Kiki.
I haven't listened to it. So that's actually more impressive, the fact that he has a top 7 in the top 10, and I know only one.
Yeah.
Who's listening to him?
I guess everyone except us.
I thought you would have known.
I don't know. Oh, okay. I only know the Kiki song, and that's because it went...
Because he sang it for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I've listened to it now, because he sang it. Exactly.
Because, I mean, my impression was that spot on, that you don't even have to hear the original now.
I don't get... Because Drake, I like his music, but it's not, like, groundbreaking. Mm. I mean, don't get angry at me, but it's like... It's all very, you know, monotone, one note, just do you love me, since fuzzy. No hate. He's doing well. Clearly he's doing something right. I to do 7 in the top 10, that is impressive. I mean, I'm going to give it to him. Mm-hmm. What's your, good. Did you have any other news?
We have that game you want to play.
You had news about Kylie Jenner.
Dismiss. Somebody, and I have to get my notes back again. I'll just wing it.
Okay, go for it.
Somebody, words will be messed up here.
Yeah, it's fine.
Somebody set up a GoFundMe account for her to get that last...
How much was it?
Oh, the last 100 million.
To get up to a billion. It's up to 2,000, I think. Almost
2,000. Why? Why are we donating money to someone who's almost a self-made billionaire?
He felt bad that she wasn't at 2 billion.
I mean,
1 billion.
I think she's fine.
Right? Right.
I hope she gets it,
right?
And then she immediately gives it away.
Yeah. No, she won't. But my thing is that guy actually going to give her that money?
Who knows?
Mm. Or is he going to keep it for himself?
True. And then, like, what happens to us? Our society.
We remain not a billionaire. That's what happens.
Someone raises $100 million for an almost billionaire, and they get it.
And then there are so many things. There are so many things. People were freaking out because Elon Musk donated money to the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. But then people didn't realize he also donated the equal amount to the Democratic Party. Because he was just being like, hey, I'm on your side to both sides. So it didn't matter who won.
Wow. Very like Switzerland, right?
Yeah. He was just like, I got you. So no matter who won, he'd still be in their good graces.
Wow.
So, I mean, the boy's just sneaky. I don't think he actually has a party. I think he's just his own. Mm-hmm. He's throwing his own party. That's what's happening. Okay, let's play a game. Unless you have any news.
Well, the only thing I can think of is that volcano thing that happened in Hawaii.
Oh, yes. My God. Yeah, we
made a new island. Like, I don't think anyone got hurt or died, right?
And then not that I heard of.
All of a sudden, there's a new island because of the lava. So, God. I was like, this is cool.
Has Four Seasons already put a hotel on it?
I hope so, because I want to visit it.
Like, it redid the island or it made a separate island?
Oh, no, it made, like, a whole new little mini island.
What are they going to call it? Does Oprah own it? There's so many questions. We are ruining Hawaii.
Maybe Kylie's going to buy it with her new $100 million.
That's what I want. Is it in the shape of lips?
I hope so.
Didn't she get her implants out? She had lip fillers. Yeah. She took them out.
She did.
Mm-hmm. And now everyone that bought all of her lip stuff, they're like, wait, are you abandoning this lip thing?
Yes. Now all the Instagram models are getting their lips dissolved as well.
Yeah. Oh,
well, she still looks like she has something going on because her lips still look bigger than they were as a child.
But I also imagine that's probably like never going to go all the way back down because like that skin is like she stretched.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
She did stretch.
So I don't know how that works.
Well, you think they'd sag down.
True. Actually. Like earlobes on your face.
You know what's a good lip filler? Braces.
Oh.
Because you have the pouch of lips. I wish y'all could see us. Did you have braces?
I didn't, no.
Oh my God, your teeth are perfect.
I don't know why.
How'd you do it?
Because I just traded my soul with the devil. I don't know.
Explains a lot. Oh man, when I had braces, you have to do this like lip over your, you've got to like pout. I don't know how to explain it. You got to shoot your lips out forward in order to get them over your braces. Did you have braces?
No.
Was I the only one on this? Dad, did you have braces? Yeah. Okay, you know what I'm talking about then. All right. I was thinking of getting my bottom teeth fixed because I stopped wearing my retainer after 6 years. So then obviously my teeth went crooked again. No one tells you. You have to continue wearing the retainer like the rest of your life.
Wow.
A lot of people never get a bottom retainer permanently put in.
That's so much metal always.
Yes. It's just something. Imagine. I feel like there's infections that have to happen.
Yeah, I like. Do you? Are they like contacts? Do you take them out every night?
It just happens. No,
that's why it's in the top 10.
I guess that's why. I don't know what we were talking about. No, it just always stays in. You never take it out.
Cemented in.
It's cemented in. But things get under that.
I want to know the science. Where's the scientists?
I don't
know. To tell us the things.
I'm not a scientist. I'm far from it. But I blame science for a lot of things. Like, I know what I'm saying. All right. Let's play a game. Get excited.
Ready.
To break the ice of the game. So we're going to play first word. It's exactly what it is. I just say a word and you say the first word that comes to your head. And it's just the stupidest thing in the world.
Amazing.
So clear your mind.
Okay.
Just clear it.
She's already naturally blank.
Do you feel your soul from your head to your toes?
I don't.
Okay, I'm going to say a word and you say first one that comes to your head.
Okay.
Bat.
Banana. I almost felt offended that came out of my mouth.
It's so weird. It's my favorite game because half the time it doesn't make sense. Because what happens is you put something in your head beforehand. You hear a bee and you're just like, I know it. I know it. I know what she's going to say. And that's what you say. I'm going to do it to you, Mom. Ready?
Oh, okay.
Breathe.
Air.
No, I'm setting you up for it.
Oh.
I'm getting you to clear your mind. Clear your mind, Mom. Oh, dear God. Okay.
Good luck on that one. Okay, go ahead.
Take a breath. God, can you? Can you take a breath?
Yeah, I can. Okay. Go. Okay.
Earring. Nope. Come on, Mom. Nothing came to her head. Absolutely nothing. It just
nose.
it was a bad word. Earring's a bad word.
Yes, that's bad word. Bad word.
Dead.
Okay, we've done that. It's happened. Now we're gonna play a game on my mom's phone. We've played it before.
It's not how to play it. Do you remember?
It gives you a word. And you're supposed to make someone else say the word, but there's other words you're not allowed to say to describe it.
Okay.
So you'll start.
Okay.
And we're going to try and guess it. And whoever guesses it first
wins.
Oh,
gosh. Oh, you were going to pick a category?
No, you can just pick it.
I'll pick a category?
You're in charge. Put your glasses on.
Okay.
This is okay. My favorite. My mom trying to do anything.
This is cute.
Oh.
Red team.
Okay.
Start.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, it's an ad.
Oh.
Da-na-na-na.
Are you using that bun thingy I gave you from that ass scene?
I am using the bun thingy.
So it's an ass scene on TV product on her head right now.
Ooh, I like. It looks like it's a very voluptuous bun.
It is.
I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a product. You can buy it on Amazon.
I would. See,
I have
I
an
okay,
extra.
It's an ad. Okay.
Oh my God, already?
Wait, I think we should do. I'm already. 20 seconds. No, we're going to do. Wait.
I don't know what just happened.
It just started.
Yeah. Okay. The ad ended.
Yeah, but now I'm doing another.
Okay. Okay. Let's try again. If there's another ad, I swear.
Oh my gosh. If there's an. Oh, wait. Oh, I can X out. It's okay.
She could have X'd out the ad the whole time. Okay. Breathe. She's going to pee. We have to look away. Or she's going to pee her pants.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Now, is this one of the game? Where I whisper in?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Say, okay. Tell them what it is first.
Okay, wait.
Race horse. Okay.
It's two words.
Okay.
And the second word is an animal.
Kangaroo.
That you ride on.
Horse.
Yes. So the first word is when they run around.
Race horse.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're terrible at this game.
I didn't
I'm great
even...
at it.
You really are. That was like, you're a wizard.
She was giving physical cues.
I know, because I thought kangaroo, and then you already said it, and my brain was like, kangaroo, and I'm like, no.
You gotta be fast. You gotta be fast. All right. I don't want to play this game. I don't want X out.
Okay. I
want
to sign what the word is to you, but I...
Okay. Wait, we just did that one. Okay. Oh, cover your ears.
Oh. Shark.
Okay, both of you are making gross noises. Okay. This... It swims in the big water thing.
Whale.
Whale.
Okay, but it, no, the evil one.
Shark.
Shark.
Yep. Great white shark. Mom got it. Okay. It's just shark. You just repeated whatever she said.
I really did. It was my mouth was so slow that by the time it got there, you had already said it.
Okay. Okay, so now it's your turn.
Okay.
Press start and then go through all the things.
Oh, but no, we have to cover our ears.
I know, but wait. Okay. I don't want to sit here with my ears covered for like 5 minutes while an ad plays.
Okay.
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 Termite. Okay.
Okay. I hope I said that loud enough. All right, so this is a thing that invades your home.
Ants, fleas, ticks, crickets.
Close, but
ants,
it eats
ants, spiders.
Like things that are made of trees.
Oh, aphids. Oh, ticks. No, no. Oh, it's termites.
Fleas.
Oh, oh good. Yeah, good job. I got it. So I won. You did. We're just going to end while I'm ahead because I won. Okay.
I guess that's for you and I.
Yeah.
Losers.
All right. That's all the games we have for today. I thought that was loud enough for us.
Oh, Blaze just like definitely cozied up on my butt.
Yeah, he got you. He knows. You guys butt buddies now. Oh, that he loves you. Okay. He usually doesn't like guys at first, so he knows. He smelled your dog and he knew. All right, so let's all go on to questions. I asked Twitter, which is Podcast ATI, and I asked Instagram because I use the Instagram sticker. I think that's what I'm going to use it for. I don't think I'm going to reply on Insta stories. I think it's going to be more for like Q&As and stuff.
Yeah, I like it.
It's easy. All right, so Tilly wants to know, do you sing in the shower? I don't.
Occasionally.
Do you have music playing in the bathroom? Or
not every time.
Okay. Listen, that's what occasionally means.
Sometimes I decide that I'm going to have music. Sometimes I'm on a silent shower.
Okay, I feel it. Mom?
I used to when I was younger, but now I don't.
Okay. I would do it if I had music playing, but I think I just get too distracted. I'm focused when I'm in the shower. I want to get in and out. I want to hurry
like
so I don't have to rush. So I'm in and out. And to set up the music and then to find the song, because you know the first song that goes on is never the one you want to listen to. You got to skip to like 60 songs in to find the one perfect shower song. And then when I'm in it, I'm too tired from all that to actually sing.
And also like my showers just don't last that long. So I could probably listen to a song and a half and then it's done.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm not dilly-dallying. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
Right.
Okay.
I'm glad we're in agreement.
Yeah. Millium 19 says, thoughts on donut fries. Now, have you heard of donut fries?
I have.
Okay. Did you watch the Miranda Sings music video? Okay. Mom, you were there, so I know you have.
I was there.
I danced and acted like I ate them. I didn't try a single one because they're not vegan.
Oh, right.
So, Mom, how'd they taste? Okay, she gave a gross look. It's okay. We aren't sponsored. This isn't a brand deal for us.
They were very interesting. I don't think I would buy them for myself.
Did you like them?
They're basically churros.
They're
That's
churros.
What I was ask.
But not as good.
Okay.
Well, also, ours had been out for a while because they weren't in production when we did the video. Yeah. So they had to make them and then like bring them to the shop.
They were older.
They were older.
Which is what most things are when you're doing an ad or promo.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So not as crispy as a churro.
Well, these weren't.
Got it.
I mean, I guess it's a good finger food. But so aren't donuts already finger foods?
Donut holes.
Rachel. That one I meant to
That's do. Your third one today.
That's my third one.
You did another one earlier.
Did I do another
first?
Yes, you
did. Just a subtle.
And I didn't realize it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dear God, how did you raise me, mother?
I raised you to burp in your own home.
You did.
You are in your own home.
During my mukbang video with Colleen and Jessica, I burped really loudly and no one was fazed and I didn't say anything. You just burp. And someone in the comments was personally, deeply offended that I would be so disgusting to just openly burp and then not excuse myself.
There's always one of those. Whenever I burp in a video, like, someone's mad.
Why?
I don't know.
It doesn't sound bad.
Yeah.
It just is like a loud like noise.
Hearty.
And then it's not like they're there to smell it. If you burp and blow it in someone's face and it smells, then they have every right to be disgusted.
That's offensive.
I'd be disgusted for them. It is offensive. It's disrespectful. But when it's, come on, you're just, it's just a noise.
Yep.
Yep, that's all. All right. Susanna wants to know the most awkward fan encounter you've ever had.
Ooh, I mean, I'm pretty awkward. I don't know about like fans being awkward, but sometimes I want to say more things and I don't.
Yeah.
So there's just a little bit of a silence and then they don't say a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
Cause there's also a level of like, I don't know how big a fan this person is. Uh-huh. I don't know if they just recognize me and then, so they don't really care. There's several awkward things that happen to me. When they come up, don't say a single word, slowly raise a camera and then walk away. That's
like at a VidCon, mostly.
Yeah, right? But yes, mostly. Mm-hmm. There's been a few times where the kid is a fan of me, mm-hmm. and the parents know, but the kid doesn't want a picture. But it's like even at a meet and greet, they like don't want a picture, but their parents want them to get a picture because they know they're a fan. So it becomes an argument between them and the parents and the child. And I'm just standing there in the middle and they're literally just screaming at each other. Take a picture. I don't want to take a picture. You're like, mom, you're embarrassing me. You're embarrassed. And I'm just like, okay, thanks for watching.
I would love to see those pictures.
Oh, man. There's been a couple. So listen, you can take a picture, say something, and that's all. And don't have a solid fight with your parents in front of me because it just makes me awkward.
Or say something first and then take the picture.
Yeah, say something mm-hmm. first and yeah, then right. take a picture. It's okay. You don't have to have a long conversation. Just at least be like, hey, can I get a picture?
Yeah, just a word or two.
Because it's a stare and then a slow hand raise. And you're like, oh, there's a camera. And instinctually, I'll smile at it because that's what I've been trained to do. But it's just no human interaction. It makes me laugh. I'm not like offended or anything. I'm just like, okay. That's what you wanted. A picture is to capture a moment. If that's the moment you wanted to capture, right. Go for it. Have you ever had awkward fan encounters, Mom?
They've all been pleasant.
Oh, you're wonderful. Lying, but you won't say it because you're too nice.
I'll tell you later.
Uh-huh.
I was changing Duncan's poopy diaper at Disneyland.
Someone came up to you while you're changing a poopy diaper. Oh my God, that
they
wins.
They didn't want a picture with me. They went a picture with Parker and Jake. Bo. Watch all three of them.
Oh yeah, that's hard. There are some times where I'm like, no, I'm in the bathroom. I'm currently pooping in the stall. No, you can't have a picture.
Did you just see the phone come from under the stall?
Oh my God.
No.
I will say, rule of thumb, don't follow someone into the bathroom. It's not going to, it's awkward.
They're
going to
come out.
They're going to come
out.
So
just wait.
Just wait. There's no back entrance.
This almost happened to me as the fan.
Oh, okay.
With one of the women from Orange is the New Black.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Big Boo. I don't know if you ever saw the show. But I was the Standard Hotel, like for their little like music section thing. And I went to the bathroom and she was waiting in front of me. And I'm like, oh, are they're singles, I guess. Like not like a multiple stall bathroom. And she's like, yeah, they're singles. That was our interaction.
That's lovely,
and
I didn't.
I was like, I want to say I like you a lot, but you're about to pee. Like, I don't.
We're talking about bathrooms.
Yeah.
I can't go up to someone I'm a fan of. I can't do it. I don't ask for selfies. I can't do it. It's not in me. So I don't know how these kids get the courage to come up to me. Because I just can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm the worst at it. So someone, Court, asked us what the best part of a bagel is.
The whole part.
That's what I was. Are there parts to a bagel?
Yeah, just
it's the bagel.
It's either the bagel or it's the not.
It's just that. So it's either you like the bagel or you don't like the bagel.
Yeah.
So okay.
True. Right.
The dad says the top base. No, it doesn't taste there. Well, I guess the top is thinner than the bottom.
Well, maybe it's like left Twix, right Twix. You
it's
know,
fake.
Yeah.
Fake news to hype up. In the media. Yeah, I didn't understand the question, so I'll say yes.
Agreed.
There you go. Elena asked, what pregnancy announcement did you like the most? I'm guessing she said like when Colleen told people she was pregnant, and my favorite is actually yours. Because the sheer just shock of the news, because it looked like you looked like she was about to tell you, like, I pooped.
Right.
And so you were ready for, like, a quirky, fun thing, and then it hit you.
Yeah, no, I had, first of all, I was like, wait. And then I thought she was trolling me for solid, like, 2 minutes.
Everyone thought she was trolling, because when she's filming it, you think, oh, it's a video, okay.
And, like, what had just happened before that was I just got back from the Philippines. Mm-hmm. I had some like mangoes and like little things from the Philippines to drop off. So I filmed her reaction to a particular thing that I gave her.
Okay.
And then she...
You're being so secretive.
Well, I mean, it's inappropriate, so I don't know if I should...
My dad is in the room with his arms crossed in the doorway staring at us, so...
I'll show that to you later. It's at the house.
Okay, yeah. I'll see it later.
And then she was like, oh, and I have to, like, tell you something. And I was like, oh, okay. And then that happened.
So it was out of the blue.
It was.
Because most of her friends, she's like, hey, can you come over? I want to tell you something. Everyone just assumes when a woman friend says something that's like kind of important, you're like, oh, she's pregnant. She's engaged. Yeah. She's doing something. Something. You try and guess it. We all try and guess whatever it is beforehand. Mm-hmm. You didn't have a moment to do that.
No, no moment.
And you were there for another reason.
Right.
Okay. That it was it. The pure shock was quite fascinating. Prepared,
yeah.
I loved it. I did throw a stool in mine. I threw it.
Yeah.
I just, you know, didn't need to be there. It was in my way. I needed a hug. Mom, what was your favorite? Whose reaction was your favorite?
Probably yours.
Mm-hmm. Probably yours. So special.
I really love
my
yours.
My girls. It's fun to see that friendship.
Yeah.
And yours in public.
Yes.
So good.
Yours was fun. I have the pictures of yours.
I honestly thought we were doing a video.
She got
for
you
dressing
good.
Both the girls.
She got you good.
And even went to the point where she said, this is the baby store. Pick out something for me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to have a hard time finding something tall-wise for Rachel. Yeah.
You were set.
I was.
You get set. When we tell you you're doing a video, you get set for a video. Emma says, if you had to go into space and you got to see all the cool stuff that's in outer space, but with 100% chance of dying, would you go? No.
No.
What? Why would anyone be like, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't even want a 50% chance of
dying. No, I want a maybe 1%.
Yeah, like a daily life.
That's what you get on, daily life. That's getting in a car.
Right.
That's getting on a plane percent. Mm-hmm. No. Why?
No.
Half the thing of seeing something cool is bragging about it later to other people.
I know. I'll just buy a telescope.
Right? I'll just go on Google and some Google image search.
Exactly. I'll watch a Neil deGrasse Tyson science show.
I'll watch an Ariana Grande music video. There are much safer ways of seeing the universe.
Bill Nye can tell me about it.
Yeah. I mean, if you really want to go see the universe, become an astronaut.
Right.
Your chances of dying are not 100%. You shrink, I think. Don't you shrink?
Some things happen.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to decay a little bit.
Right.
But...
They did that twin thing where, like, one of the twins was on Earth, and then one of the other one was not.
Didn't his, like...
I didn't have to really say that second part, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, didn't his DNA change?
Yeah. It looks like just, like,
so they weren't
crazy...
identical twins anymore. They were fraternal twins at that
I
point.
I guess.
When there's a 100% chance of me dying, I don't want to do it. That's why I don't want to do life sometimes, because I'm going to die at the end of it. But no.
Oh my God, we do have a 100%
yes,
chance of dying.
Yes, we have a 100% chance of dying.
No.
But I'm not going to do something that's going to shorten that.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God. Someone asked, I did not write down the name, sorry. Does Colleen have any baby names yet? And I will say no.
No.
And I don't want her to because I'm done with secrets.
I know, right?
It's been so hard to do the podcast.
But it was nice to know.
Oh, it was nice to know.
It was nice to have it private for a while.
Oh my God, it's painful.
And then it was torture.
Because for a while we had to keep the fact that she was pregnant a secret, which is so hard. Because
it's joyful and you want to just
Yeah, it's just on your mind. Mm-hmm. And then when we had to keep the gender, she slipped on the gender.
Yeah, she did.
She was at a meeting. She was at a Q&A for her show and just straight up accidentally said he instead of it.
Oh, wow.
And everyone caught it. And she was in front of like 200 people. And she made them solemnly swear not to tell the internet. But people were periscoping. Mm-hmm. So like the mega fans found out before
the gender reveal.
But they
were really sweet
they
about
were good.
Not
I never saw one person leak it. Mm-hmm. The DMs, who knows what happens.
Yeah.
But publicly leak it.
Yeah, I thought
which
that was
good.
So sweet of them.
Kudos to you guys.
Yeah.
But also, she spilled it herself. I'm glad it wasn't me. I'm glad it wasn't me.
Yeah.
All right. Laura says, you have a close relationship with your mom. How do you do that when you live far apart? See, that's
the key. That's the key.
If we lived with each other, no. Love you.
Love you too.
We lived together for 18 years. We're done. We're good. The little distance is good. Would you, you have a good relationship with your mom.
Yeah, and she's very far. She's in New Jersey.
Yeah, so,
that's like a good, you guys must have a
great
miles.
Relationship. Yeah, it's nice having my mom in the same state.
Don't get any ideas right now.
No, God, no. An hour and a half apart is good. 2 hour apart.
Too far still. But.
No, no, we're good. We're good. That's a good... Good. Sometimes too much of someone can, you're oversaturated.
Yeah.
You just, it's too much. Yeah. Just too much. Yeah. So that's the key. If you want to love someone, go away.
That's your next book. I love that as a title.
Yes. If you want to love someone, go away. It's relationship advice.
Yes.
Abigail wants to know if you're all virgins. Mom. I'm guessing you are. You are a virgin.
No,
yes.
I'm not.
Yes.
No, I'm
yes.
not.
We all are 100% virgins. Yes.
Yes. Everyone in this room. Yep. So that's all that means. There it is. This one's to you. Do you prefer Colleen or Rachel?
Oh, wow. My gosh.
You don't have to answer that. How could I hate when you ask that.
How could I possibly say Colleen when I'm in Rachel's home?
That's exactly it. No, I hate that. People always ask me, who's your favorite sibling? Who's your favorite niece or nephew? Do you really think?
Or who's your favorite kid?
Like, yeah. What? You don't answer that.
You can't answer
never.
That.
That's the rule of life. Never answer that, it.
And never ask it.
No. Never. Christopher was texting me. He said Colleen's name in a text, not in a bad way, Colleen, if you're listening. And her name was in all caps. And then other names weren't. And I was like, why are you screaming Colleen at me? And he was like, my phone does that. He says it does it with his son Jacob too. And he's like, so every time I write out the kids' names, I have to go back and lowercase Jacob so that it doesn't look like he's my favorite. Because as a parent, you're like, your nightmare is for a kid to think the other one's the favorite. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's good. My phone does that. It screams names sometimes.
And it spells things wrong or like just weird capitalization with like one capital letter in the middle of the word.
I'm like, listen, I don't know what you're doing.
I don't need it.
I hate it when I'm spelling something wrong on purpose. Like it's an inside joke or it's vlog is not in the dictionary of the
font. I hate when
it always goes back
to
blog. So when I keep changing it and every time I press space, it goes back to the what it wants. I'm like, no, after 10 times, you'd think you'd understand that I don't want it your way.
Right.
I want it my way.
Siri, listen to me.
Listen, ho. You're not that smart.
Right.
All right. Last question of the day. Cupcake. I don't know. That's just her name. Wants to know if you've ever touched your own poop. Yes.
Oh, are you 100%?
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone has.
Of course.
You just, sometimes it happens.
Yeah. Yes. And then you're like, oh, no.
Better not tell anyone about this.
I mean, I hope you're like, oh, no.
Well, sometimes I'm like, oh, yes. No, sometimes it happens. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we wash our hands.
Yes.
You know?
That's when you wash your hands.
Right.
When you poop on them.
What do you think when you, like, leave a public restroom and you notice that someone who just pooped didn't wash their hands?
Well, how did I know if they pooped or not?
Well, I mean, I guess you don't know. But they came out of a stall. Oh, women's bathrooms are different.
Yeah.
Huh?
So
wow.
We don't know if it was a pee or poo. Because I'm not going to judge you if you pee, didn't touch anything,
true.
And didn't wash your hands. Like, okay, cool. You didn't pee on your hand. Good
right.
job.
Well, in the men's bathroom, I'm judging you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because when you come out of a stall,
right.
you most likely have pooped.
Right.
Unless it's a guy who just really wants his privacy.
Yeah.
True. That okay. Unless you can audibly hear the pooping.
But guys, true. Don't you have to...
And then smell it.
I don't have a penis, so I don't know for sure. But don't you kind of have to touch some stuff to pee? Or are you able to not?
No, not necessarily.
Oh, not necessarily.
Because you could just stand there and let it flow.
But you have to open up your pants.
Yes.
And it has to get out.
Right. So you could
can
just...
Can you just wiggle it out?
Well, you can just pull it down, you know?
My mom's peeing. My mom just left because she was peeing. Sorry. I'm sorry.
And then we can learn about how your mom's peeing afterwards.
She's not going to wash her hands.
I feel like when I pee without touching anything, I've won a prize.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, I don't have to wash my hands.
Yeah. See, the thing is, girls don't touch things. Well, they
right.
shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people are like, you didn't wash your hands, I'm like, why? I didn't touch anything.
Yeah.
So that's all there is to it.
I feel that.
I've been washing them more and more now just so I don't get sick.
Right. I guess that's a good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we learned on a podcast that the hand blow dryers actually give you more germs than if you didn't wash your hands altogether.
No.
Yeah, because they suck in the air, the poop particles in the air, and then blow them at you, and then heat them up, and then blow them at your hands.
Oh my God, I'm horrified. So I've literally never thought of that.
And bathrooms with hand blow dryers have way more germs than bathrooms with just the paper that you just wipe your hands on. Yeah.
That, I love those hand dryers.
I hate them so much, because my hands never get dry. How you doing, Mom?
No. Great. I just walked out of the bathroom, and Dad goes, did you wash your hands?
Did you?
I did. They're wet. You want to feel them? Oh, my gosh.
All right. I think that's all there is for today. We have learned things. Mm-hmm. So that's all. Mom, do you have anything else to say?
No.
Thank you for having me. We've covered a range of topics today.
We did. That's what I like to do. Yeah. We just get a little of everything.
I love it.
Subscribe to Nicola. Nicola.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I said it Nicola for so long.
A lot of people do.
Because that's just acceptable. how it's read. Yeah. That's how I read it.
And that's fine with me.
And so I'm learning.
Right.
And also I'm just really bad at names. Just terrible at it. So anyway, subscribe to all his things. They're all Soundly Awake, right?
Yep.
That's what you're called and everything? Pretty Soundly much. Awake. There
Soundly
you go.
Soundly Awake.
All right. So thank you guys. Love you. And Mom, do you want to take us out?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.